proven way to help develop social and emotional intelligence. By training the focus of attention, the practices that form the Mind Up program strengthen the mind and create more empathy and compassion within relationships. Mindfulness also builds stronger brains. More than just creating an innovative program, Goldie required that research demonstrate whether or not these educational strategies had a measurable impact. And they certainly did. Not only did children experience enhanced attention and improved relationships, but actual biological measures demonstrated that they were able to handle stress in a healthier manner. The Hahn Foundation's program also incorporates cutting-edge knowledge about the brain into its curriculum in an accessible and practical way so that the students can use this information in their daily lives. Mind Up is now being used in Canada, Great Britain, and the United States in increasing numbers of schools. It is immensely satisfying to know that Goldie is interested in how perspectives from science, including studies of the brain, might support her program. Together, Goldie and I presented a talk at a Technology, Entertainment, Design, Medicine, TEDMED, event and enjoyed an enthusiastic response to the idea of blending the ancient practice of mindful awareness with applications of modern science. Simply put, why not help kids develop stronger minds, not just fill their minds with facts? Why not move beyond the basic three R's of reading, writing, and arithmetic and add the fourth R of reflection and even the fifth and sixth R's of relationships and resilience? This reflective approach has also been presented to the nation's public school superintendents and other organizations interested in helping children's social, emotional, and academic intelligence. From my perspective as both a mental health professional and a parent, it seemed a natural next step for this work to be translated into practical exercises that anyone who cares for children on a regular basis could use not only to teach their children, but to become more reflective themselves. Resilience, self-understanding, and compassion are essential skills that can be learned. In fact, learning and teaching these skills may be what is necessary for us to shift the course of human evolution in a more positive direction. Reflection is no longer a luxury, but necessary for our survival. 10 mindful minutes can change the direction society is moving today by strengthening the minds of the next generation. In these pages, you will find an educational and entertaining narrative that provides the scientific grounding as well as the practical strategies for developing your child's and your own mindful awareness. You and your child can learn to live in this new way, being aware in the present moment, letting go of judgments and expectations, and being more fully available to others and yourselves. As 10 Mindful Minutes demonstrates, you are the best teacher for your child when you become a role model, showing your child, by word and deed, the importance of paying attention moment to moment. Mindful awareness is about being able to engage all of our senses, to taste the food we eat, to sense the air we breathe, to listen with attention, to see with fresh and inquiring eyes, to pause and appreciate the wonder of a butterfly your child has discovered on the sidewalk before rushing off to school. Learning to value even the most commonplace activities and finding the teachable moments in each of them has the potential to make the ordinary quite extraordinary. With practice, we can transform this temporary state of awareness into a lifetime habit. With just a regular 10-minute practice, we can even improve the way in which our brains function. It only takes a few basic steps to transition from being on automatic pilot to becoming awakened to present moment experience. The practice then strengthens reflective learning into a new way of seeing and being in the world. There is magic in learning to use the mind to awaken our lives. In my professional field, we use the term mindsight to describe the process by which we can learn how to focus our attention on the internal world of the mind in a way